Desert Mobile.
KO4, Sticky at Mobile.
Here this morning.
Alright, probably running a little bit behind this morning, but I think I'll make it just fine. How you doing?
In the driveway waiting for this heavy frost to get off of here.
Head on 85, but man, you hit a couple spots. And it sits a few feet in front of you.
This night, you couldn't even see the trees in my backyard. It was so foggy.
That was what I've seen this morning.
Reading today?
Not like always.
But you'll get up to what they say today. It definitely didn't make it yesterday.
40-something when I walked out of the plant yesterday, but it didn't feel any warmer when I left work than it was when I went into work.
At the 55, it never got past about 45, I don't think.
Surprised me a bit. Today about going to Germany, but then it seems like it's going to coincide with my boys' summer camp, and I'd already volunteered to go to that.
I saw where Ford was closing some plants down and then taking the other plants down to one shift because of the chip shortage. It ain't going to affect you guys, is it?
Oh, no, I've not heard anything official, but there are rumors just flying all over the floor, so. And I've always been told there's always a little bit of truth to every rumor, so. I mean, we've avoided it for a while. We've shut down our German plants to provide for us. But, I mean, I in all honesty, I think it's just a matter of time. So, if we don't, I'm surprised.
It would be hurt the economy here, wouldn't it?
It would, but I think if we were to do it, it would probably be anywhere between a couple days to a couple weeks. I mean, this is the golden goose up here. Our vehicles sell better than any other plant. And without this plant running, we wouldn't have made a profit the year we went to furlough if it wasn't for this plant at all.
Pick 'em if you don't have the chips, right?
And we've done a bunch of making them, and we'll park them outside, but I think we're running out of room. I think that's the problem. Even down in Charleston, I don't think they have enough room to just keep shipping them down there with no chips in them.
Think they're going to run?
Because they can't run any of their tests. But, I mean, they can do a lot down in Charleston as far as, you know, fixing cars or reworking them or whatnot. I think the chips they could probably install, because they've done some of it already. But, you don't really know if they'll run until you get that chip in. If we do, hopefully it's not more than a day or two.
It's like it was going to be a while.
To understand that, everything I've read says that we're still far from being out of the woods on the chips, because they're still not back up to speed. And, you know, nobody's still producing those old chips. So we're just so far behind the eight ball now that you just can't get enough of them.
Put on their best seller they're trucking at, they're going down to just one shift.
I read an article recently where Ford's, I think it was a CEO, sent out a letter to the dealers saying that they would not provide them inventory if they are found increasing their price above MSRP.
I saw where they were fudging orders for that new Bronco so they could get some on the lot, and they said if we found you were making fake orders, then you weren't going to get any.
And that, I mean, you know, in America, that's the thing about it, is you go on a deal. You know, most people go to a lot and want to purchase that way. Or overseas, they'll just order it. And, you know, walk into a dealership or something and order it. They don't really have to see the car.
If you drove one and you knew it, and then you could just, you know, look at what the options are and order it the way you wanted it. But, man, nowadays, walking onto a lot, there ain't anything. We were over on Woodruff Road, where there's a few car lots over there, and it's like, man, it was pitiful.
Shoot, I've still been shopping around. Yeah, I still wouldn't mind finding me like a Ford Explorer or something, but holy crap. I mean, even those, they still want an arm and a leg for them. It's just crazy how expensive they are.
And they were like 7 to 10 year old cars, and they wanted 30 grand for them.
I think it was a Chevy Tahoe, and it wasn't that old. It was maybe 5 years old. And, you know, it wasn't a bad thing. I could see a couple things wrong with it, but, you know, I'm pickier than most people when it comes to cars now. But anyway, so we're talking to the guy, and he tells us it's $40,000+ for this thing. And I just kind of, like, looked at him. I'm like, and like, man, that's sticker shot right there. I said, there ain't no way I think this car's worth that much. And he's like, and then the sales manager comes out and tries to pitch it to us. And I'm just like, I didn't think it would be that much for a vehicle. He said, well, it won't sit here long. Well, that's fine. That's good. Somebody else can buy it.
Hey, the car lots have any of the lower end cars. I mean, it looks like all the manufacturers are just making their higher end cars, and you know, you can't get it just a plain Jane.
And there's not many. I think they've started cutting back on a lot of the entry level stuff, which I did see where Ford was coming out with a new Ford truck. I want to say it was called the Maverick, and it reminds me of like a old Ford Ranger or whatnot. You know, it's a smaller entry level truck. I wouldn't mind getting my hands on one of those.
They stopped production on it, or stopped ordering on it, I guess, until they can get caught up. And then I saw an article that said that if you ran it through the car wash, it knocked the decals off.
I ain't gonna say it ain't ever happened at work, though, because, you know, they put some decals on the back of them, and we've had plenty of them either missing or fall off after they're installed, so it can be a common problem. But it is funny to hear. But it's a good-looking truck for a little truck, what it is.
I haven't seen one out on the road, but I've seen it, you know, in TV ads. Or not even TV ads. I guess it was computer ads.
Yeah, it's an article on the internet, and I thought it looked pretty good. And the starting price is not bad, but it reminds me of what you used to be able to buy a full-size truck for.
Passed by a new Ranger the other day, and that sucker's, hell, it's the same size as a full size.
Everything gets bigger as it goes. Hold off a while longer, and I don't see me in the buy a vehicle anytime soon, not till prices start coming back down.
Asking yesterday what your model, what your truck, and what size motor, he said there was a couple of them that to change the injectors was really simple.
Yesterday, I told him mine's a 6.0, and then he was telling me what kind of oil to run in it, because I've been running the Shell or the Rotella synthetic, and it helps, but still, if there's something more I can do to make it run better, I'm all for it, because I want to keep this one on the road as long as possible.
6.0 was the worst one for changing those injectors.
I may end up putting it in the shop. Although he did offer to help, so his help, I could probably get it done, but that's a lot of headache. And I don't know if I would necessarily want to deal with it, but then it would get my truck a lot quicker than waiting on the mechanic.
Yep, indeed. So he's got all the tools and the know-how.
What I don't have is the know-how or all the tools, probably. Usually I have to go out and buy what I need as I need it. I get the basic maintenance done to it, but you know, once you start getting into more complicated stuff, you know, I got out of fixing cars a long time ago. I build them at work, and that's it, as far as my extent goes.
Into the 80s, I stopped working on them.
Complicated now, it's a training hurdle for people to work on them are unreal. And we, you know, at work, we only work on small slices of them. These guys that have to do them at these shops or performance centers and stuff like that. Man, I hate to know what kind of training they go through.
Hey, a lot, KO4.
Blackjack.
I don't doubt that a bit.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
1954 model Chevrolet truck. I took it to Jiffy Lube to get the oil changed. And man, those kids struggled. They struggled to get it cranked. They struggled to get it into the thing. Then they couldn't find the oil filter because it didn't have one on it. It was priceless.
So much training to work on a car, and I just don't even know what to think about it anymore.
Engines nowadays, I mean, they're not designed to be worked on. I mean, they do not design them to be worked on. I mean, we're adding more and more hoses. Now, you think about it. You have a hose coming out of the block into the radiator and back, and that would be about it. And now you've got friggin' coolant lines running the batteries and auxiliary water pumps and everything else. It is crazy now.
You could climb over the hood and stand on the ground beside the motor.
Nowadays, that's for sure.
All right, gentlemen, I got to run in here and get ready for the 6 o'clock. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you. Y'all be safe out there on the road, and hope we'll holler at you this evening when I get off work early. It's Tuesday. It's Boy Scout Day, so y'all have a good one. KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your finals.
Andrew, have a good day. KO4HK.
73, Andrew. Enjoy that meeting. KN4TFW. You get down here, Patrick.
I think we doubled there.
Go ahead.
I was just asking what time you got off yesterday. I missed you yesterday afternoon.
Yep. What time?
I missed you. And then I heard you talking to the gentleman while you was walking the dog yesterday. But I missed you right home.
Probably talking to Susan on the telephone. I imagine she had that jury duty, but they didn't select her. And so she's got it all week, so you gotta. Last night after 6, she had to call and it would tell you if you needed to be there or not. So she doesn't have to be there today. And it's not like she can go to her regular work because that schedule's, you know, already out for the whole week.
Unscheduled vacation.
Gotta call back tonight after 6 to find out if she's gotta be there on Wednesday. Man, it is really foggy down here. Be careful.
Okay, it's just cold up here.
And heavy frost this morning.
Stay up here. I mean, it's heavy frost. Today's not too bad. I mean, it's cold, but not a heavy frost this morning.
Got close to the temperature yesterday they said it was going to get to.
Cool all day and overcast, no sun, no nothing. I thought it was supposed to be sunny yesterday. They were salting the mountain yesterday as I was coming down. They were laying down the salt on it.
That computer yesterday up there in Spartanburg, it was saying the weather was rain and snow, and then it was freezing rain and that, but I never did see any of it, but it was close to freezing rain for sure.
Show you, they're using the swag method.
Fill it out for me.
Sophisticated, wild, blank, yes.
Right on that. The more computers they throw into it, the worse they get at it. I mean, the ones we grew up with, at least you could get, you know, remotely close to what the temperature was going to be.
Not too heavily on that computer now to do all the modeling and forecasting. They don't do it themselves.
You know, they have that European model and American model, and then they keep showing it, and they keep going with the American model, and then in the end, the American model ends up being just like the European model.
The same computer program. I guess that's what you get.
The European, you know, called it, you know, 3 days ahead of that.
Depends on what you're putting in. Trash in, trash out.
About that. Hey, do you see where they're supposed to have the U.S. version of that truck convoy? I think starting March 1st.
Yeah, I've been seeing a little bit about it. Where you been hearing about it? What news agency's been telling you? Or
saw it on a guy that's a truck driver posted it on Facebook. Seems like that's where I saw it at. But you know, they just all quit hauling for a couple of weeks. That'd do it.
Bad as the nation's supply chain is right now, you take a couple days off and we're going to be sunk. So hopefully it doesn't come to that and these people get their head out of their rectums and we don't have to worry about it.
Isn't it when I was telling Andrew that Ford was closing down some of its plants and cutting back production at the others?
No. I didn't have the radio on until I got in here this morning.
It's in four or five plants and then the others. I mean, their best plant, the one for the Ford truck, is only going to be running one shift.
That's not good. That's what started in 08, too.
See how BMW can keep running. I mean, Andrew says their lot is full of cars with no chips. The lot down in Charleston's full of cars with no chips. I just can't see how they can keep running.
I don't know what their plan is, if they even have one.
For a couple of weeks or so, I mean, there'd be a bunch of plants around here that'd have to be down.
A lot of work, too.
A container truck showed up on Friday for a load, but the paperwork wasn't right. His paperwork said it was going to Wilmington. Ours said it was going to Charleston, and that. So we ended up having to unload him so everybody could go home. And then today another truck shows up, same load, same problem, and it didn't get loaded either.
Job. That's what that sounds like, KO4HK.
BFW, yeah, somebody's not doing something.
After the tool show going on this weekend, you won't be able to get anything from Matco, so I don't know. Just kind of wait to see what's going to happen there.
Get anything at all. I mean, I'm really struggling here with parts.
So are we, and then you put on a tool show with discounts where back orders are normal for months afterwards, even when the supply chain's good. You're just going to exasperate the problem, and I just don't see no good outcome in this.
Three new radios, handheld radios, on order for 8 months. They were supposed to ship on Friday, and they didn't. Now he's trying to figure out when they're going to ship.
Goes for work.
Yep, roger that.
Motorola's?
Motorola, I want to say a 7550, something like that, but then the company has to program them and everything. They don't make the alt. We got some 6550s, and they don't support that one anymore, and they don't make the batteries for it anymore. And we got to have the batteries that are what do they call it, like fireproof type batteries, because we're in a chemical plant, and that, so you just can't throw anything in there.
That explosion proof radio. I really don't know what to say on that one. I don't pay much attention to Motorola stuff. It's just expensive, I know that.
$10 a piece for a handheld.
Facebook right now, I believe it's a Motorola, and it's $3,200 for a handheld radio. I'm like, what are y'all smoking?
Band Vol Mode.
For that kind of money.
Around the world, regardless of the conditions.
One of those NSX or P25 radios, all they're good for is law enforcement or business. I don't know where you could use it. day.
It's over to the other repeater.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say that. KO4HGX is clear.
KM4TFW clear.